If you do not want an illness, think positive thoughts of your healthy body. All of us go through experiences so often in our life of being limited in money, in relationships, in healthy body, and we think, well, it's the flu going around, it's a cold going around, it's a condition going around, and we empower the outside world for that. But in truth, it is going around in our thought. It's going around in our thinking, in our attitude about ourselves and our world. If you do not want an illness, think positive thoughts of your healthy body. Now, how do you think positive thoughts about your healthy body? How do you think positive thoughts about your healthy body when your body is not appearing to be healthy? Well, I say this rather innocent, naive statement. If your finger hurts, look at the other finger and say, your finger, my finger is whole and perfect. This is the image of the finger that I have, the whole and perfect finger. Not the hurt finger, but the whole and perfect finger. I put my attention on the whole and perfect finger. And that's all that I have in my thought. And all other fingers are whole and perfect by the fact that I have the image of a whole and perfect finger in my mind. Now, let's just take a more difficult situation. At least people think it's difficult. Mama is kaput. Mama is not dead, but she might as well be dead. Mama has given herself over to some thinking that has made her mentally unstable. And Mama is shook up. Mama is kaput. Mama is out of balance. Mama is a nut. She's crazy. She's a lunatic. You've heard those statements, you know. Okay, well, you wouldn't really say that about your mama. And if she were having those experiences, you'd try to hide it from the neighbors or hide it from everybody else. But what should you really do? What should you really do? You think you're balanced. And you think mama is kaput. So you look at yourself and you say, mama is balanced, just like me. Mama is wonderful, because you think you're balanced, you know. Mama is fantastic, just like me. And Mrs. Jones next door, she's balanced. Mama is just like Mrs. Jones. And Grandma and Auntie and so forth, all the people, that are, they're all balanced people. Mama is just like that. And when you start thinking, Mama is just like that, Mama is just that, like the balanced people that you know, Mama will begin expressing that outwardly, snap, quickly, right away. Not waiting, because you're thinking positive thoughts about a negative condition and you're giving positive action to that. Now you say, that doesn't work that way. It does work that way. It does work that way. They do that. Why do you go to a psychiatrist when you have a mental problem? Because a psychiatrist is supposed to be a stable person who can help you get your balance back. Get your balance back by thinking positive thoughts. By thinking a positive attitude. When you have an unhealthy body, it's only because you've had unhealthy thoughts. You've thought about diseases, you've thought about conditions, you've thought about things that you don't like. You're empowering it again and again and again and again and again and again and again. You empower these things with your thought. And so you experience it. I am ideal. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. You don't have to say all those things, but if you are not getting your wholeness experience as quick as you want, then use them. But better to say,
I like me.
I like me. And what happens when you say, I like me? It covers all of it. But you're not having a fight. Because it's hard not to like yourself. Because you're so wonderful, you know. It's hard not to like yourself because you can see all the good things about yourself. Not as many as you'd like, but you can see the good things about yourself. And when you say, I like me, it's a simple, easy, fluid idea. And when you can have that be your only thought, but you're not nice, you're a hateful person. You're a person who's always looking for trouble. You're not nice. I like me. I think I'm wonderful. I mean, you're loony as a Looney Tune, you know, and so you're way out of balance. So that's good. Like yourself wherever you are. And if you like yourself wherever you are, come precious. If you, thank you. Rex had just brought me my blanket from the TV room. Oh, you're so wonderful, Rex. You are. He wants attention. Now, did he get attention? Is he happy? Is he wagging his tail saying, I did something for my dad, you know? My dad likes me. Now, I could say, why do you take my blanket from the chair off that I cover up with I'm watching TV and bring it in here and drag it on the floor, drag it in all the dust and dirt and get it in your mouth when your mouth is full of food and then you get food all over my blanket and stuff. Why do you see, I don't do that. I don't do that. Because all I do is I see Rex bringing my blanket to me and I say, it is good and very good. I do not, I say to you the dust, the dirt, and I say all the possible things you might be thinking, but I don't think those things. Can you look into his big brown eyes and think anything negative? Can you? Not at all. Why not? You can't look into his big brown eyes and think anything negative because there's nothing negative there. He's doing everything out of
love.
Yes. And what if you have any heart in you at all, what must you do? You must accept it in love and not think dust or dirt, not think his slurpy mouth in there, you know, not think any of the food that he'd been eating or whatever. It's not there. It doesn't matter. Now, is that blanket going to be just as wonderful, maybe even more, to me next time I put it on my legs? Or am I going to be thinking of his schluckiness and dragging it on the floor and picking up bed bugs and stuff like that? What am I going to be thinking about? I'm going to think about his big brown eyes. And as I think about his big brown eyes, what's going to happen to me? I'll melt. I'm whole and perfect. I'm happy. When a mother says to her son or daughter, you can do no wrong, does the mother mean categorically you can do no wrong in any area of your life? Yes. Does the mother think, this is my beloved, this is my child, this is my creation, this is my child, it can do no wrong? And when a mother thinks that with her whole heart, can that child ever do anything wrong? Never.
Yeah.
Never. Now, when the mother has a little doubt, when the neighbor comes over and says, your daughter did this, and the mother says, now, sweetheart, did you do that? Then the show is over. If the mother says, my daughter is incapable of doing something naughty like that. My daughter cannot do anything like that because I did not raise my daughter to do those things. My daughter is pure. My daughter is perfect. My daughter is... What would that daughter be? What would that daughter... Could that daughter ever have done it? Or is there some misunderstanding about what caused the situation? When the mother stands so firm in the belief of how she raised her daughter and how pure and wonderful her daughter could do no wrong. Could her daughter be the most great success in the world? Could her daughter be the healthiest girl in the world? Could she have healthy children? Could she have the finest marriage in the world to the most wonderful man in the world, you know? Yes, when the mother says, that's my daughter, she can do no wrong. That's my daughter, she does everything right. My daughter is so brilliant. My daughter is so perceptive. My daughter is so loving. Now, why don't we do that with ourselves? Love your body. Love your relationships. Love your world. And if you create your world, can it be wrong? Not really. Your thoughts are what you use to create your world. Your thoughts are what you use to put your world in order and put your life in order and have everything manifest for yourself exactly the way you want it. Your thoughts only. Now, I would recommend to each of us, especially me, that I look at my son and I say, he could do no wrong. He's fabulous. Whenever I think my son has done some wrong, I find out that he did not do wrong. I was misinformed. I didn't know all the facts. And the truth is, do I have the greatest son in the universe? You bet your life. Does everyone love him? Yep. Does everyone respect him? Yep. Do I respect him? 100%. Not trying to interpolate or understand everything that he's doing because I'm not there. But I know that anything he does is going to be good and very good. Do I look at my body and say, my body is fantastic. My body is glorious. My body is healthy. My body is magnificent in every way. How can it be? When I walk out of here, and I walk the several miles around the property here every morning, I mean, anybody's got to be stupid to do that. Sit down and have a cup of coffee. Smoke my pipe and relax, you know. Why walk? Why walk? Because I love it. Because I love my body. And my body says, let's go for a walk. What do little children say? Let's go and play. Come on, let's go to the park. Let's do this. They want to be active. That's our nature, is to be active. That's our nature, to love to do things. Here, I give everyone the beautiful 104-acre meditation park, the Absolute Monastery. And who uses it? Me. Oh, some people use a little portion. They'll use a little bit here. They'll use a little bit there. Anita just loves her little garden and her little pond and so forth. And then she'll go and love another little pond. But Anita doesn't love them all. Anita doesn't every single morning take a meditation walk around the property, looking at each little thing that she loves. Each little thing, and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, you're wonderful. And then what would her little ponds do? The fish would wiggle their tail and stick their mouth out and say, we love you too, Anita. You know, wouldn't they say that? And if Ellen, instead of just walking around her own little tiny half acre or her acre or 2 acres, whatever she's got there and fenced in for her house, if she'd walk around the big property, which is all hers, she's totally in charge of everything. And she just leaves it up to other people. Oh, she'll get in her car and drive around. Not the same as walking. So you have the area in Africa of 2,100 square miles that you have to take care of. Now, are you going to walk it? You're going to walk a good share of it. But you're going to fly to various points there. You're going to drive to various points there. But only when you're walking on the ground do you bring your balance there. Do you bring your wisdom there? Do you bring your love there? When a game reserve director is in charge of his game reserve and he doesn't basically know every inch of it, he's not a good game reserve man. He should be out there knowing every inch. What is he going to do? Clean it up? He's going to straighten it up? He's going to see it by his eyes and his feet and his hands and his smell and his body. He's going to feel his game preserve is surrounded by his pure love. Why is it your game preserve is perfect and his game preserve's got problems? Why are tigers running all over his game preserve messing things up? And on your game preserve, the tigers are there too, but they're friendly. How come? And Ellen, how come your world is peace? Your world is perfection. Your world is the ideal world. And everybody else doesn't see it that way. What's wrong with everybody else? Or what's wrong with you? Are you crazy or something to see an ideal world where there's problems in it? No, you are the wise one. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You're the one who's creating your world beautiful and lovely by your words, by your actions, by your love. You surround this beautiful 104 acres we have here. But Ellen, it won't let it go at that. Ellen has to surround all of Campbell, all of Southern California, all of the world with her pure white light of love. seeing all in divine order now, everywhere. Ellen will not watch movies on the video where there's any violence or any unhappiness or any area where people are not getting along. She won't partake in that. Why? She doesn't want to have to clean it out of her consciousness, or she doesn't want to have to remodel it. She only creates in her world. She walks on her preserve, and she sees everything perfect. She doesn't see the grass needing to be cut. She doesn't see the trees needing to be trimmed. She doesn't see any. All she sees is that the trees are already trimmed. The grass is already cut. Everything is already in divine order. And when she sees that done, then everything cooperates to accomplish it. When she sees her ideal body, then everything cooperates to accomplish it. When she sees her ideal bank account, then everything cooperates to accomplish it. People are spending money garishly all over the place. And there are 2 million, 10 million things like that, dollars that they're just, they have in their bank account. They don't know what to do with it. They don't even know how to count it. And they're not even applying it. They're not even having it earn interest, basically. Because if it starts to earn interest, then they have to be careful where they've invested it so they don't go the wrong direction. And you see, they don't worry about it. What is a successful person? A person who loves what they do and doesn't love necessarily making money. They love creating ideas. They love creating a beautiful world. A successful doctor is a doctor who loves his field. He loves his patients. He loves his work. He goes home at night and he has a lovely time with his family because he has a peaceful heart. He has a loving heart. So, what is it that you guys want out of life? What is it that you want out of anything? What is it that you want? Who are you? Are you the game preserve director who walks his game preserve with love and surrounds everything on his game preserve with love? Or are you the game preserve director who looks for problems, who looks for animals that are not acting properly, who looks for savannas and grass fires, and who's looking for uncut weeds, and who's looking for different things? You don't need to. Everything is beautiful if we make it so. And we have to make it so in our mind, in our heart, in our words, in our actions, in every thought we think, we make it so. Can you do that? Okay, me too. And I love it. And why do I love it? Just the way it is. Mm-hmm. Just the way it is. And I want you all, mentally, physically, spiritually, to possess every inch of the universe that you have. And in possessing it, you know that it is created by your thought. And my child is perfect. My child doesn't make mistakes. My child wouldn't do a thing like that. I didn't raise my child to do that. My child is a super duper duper child. Right? Right? Is that what your mother thought about you? Ellen's mother said, Ellen, no, we don't do things like that. Ellen, this is how we do it. Ellen, this is where. And Ellen says, yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. And she didn't fight her mom, saying, when I get behind Mom's back, I'm going to act like I want to act. So the neighbors come over and report about Ellen, and they tell Ellen's mother, do you know what your daughter did? Do you know what your daughter said? Do you know how your daughter came over to our house? I only wish my daughter could be half as good as yours, you know? And Ellen's mother is not surprised. She is not delighted. She would not create the world reporting about her child any different than the world reports about her child. The ideal daughter, the ideal son, the ideal creation. Now, can we do any less? Let's take our thoughts today and put them to work in a beneficial way and watch how it truly does pay in every single way. I love you. I love you. I love you.